The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
Live from McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg, this is Tech Talk Live. Tonight's show is presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit vtcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust. The bank that puts you first. First and Main, Blacksburg. The official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Ford. Get the best deals of the year at your local Ford dealer today. Deschutes Brewery. It comes with the territory. G&H Appliance. Nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello, once again, Hokies. Welcome to Tech Talk Live, originating from a snowy, windswept Blacksburg. John Laser, Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, reluctantly dragged off the beach of Maui, taken through Charlottesville for some unfortunate events, and back here for Tech Talk Live. This is a pick-up-the-pieces version of the show because, Mike, we'll dive into it a little more heavily here. We do have to also mention that due to the Hokies losing on Friday, it became an immediate recruiting window ahead of the early signing day, which comes up in just more than a couple of weeks. So Coach Fuente's entire staff are out doing that diligently. Coach Fuente will be with us next week, a week from tonight. We'll also have Coach Young with us. But certainly, Mike, there's no way to sugarcoat it. Losing to Virginia is not what we strive to do, of course, and it was a difficult weekend in Hokie Nation.
It was, no doubt, but you got to give UVA a lot of credit. I mean, that was 15 in a row. The streak was going to end at some point. You had to figure. And, I picked UVA back in August when we were down there, July, whenever that was, back at the ACC Media Day. I picked UVA to win the division. I had the Hokies second just because they had Bryce Perkins. And you look at the guy, and he put on a supernatural human performance in that game, what he was able to do, and set the tone. So I think when it goes back and you think about how the game in Blacksburg ended, you know, last year when he had that fumble, and that set with him the whole year. And I think it kind of fueled his desire to get things right and make sure that they could finish this deal off the right way. And so he came out and kind of set the tone. You think about the first two series or first three series, you know, he had, 137 yards or something in the first three series. And so he kind of set the tone. And then you go through the whole game, and it was like, The way the Hokies gave up those first couple of scores and whatnot, and then they stopped them six straight. And then the second half, you know, they got on a roll offensively, scored those 21 points in the third quarter, and then it went back and forth and back and forth. Couldn't seem to get a stop. And, when it was all said and done, Perkins had 475 total yards, either 492. I mean, you can't script that. I mean, the guy was just unbelievable. You haven't seen the likes of that since, like, maybe Michael Vick back in the championship run when the Hokies had it. So give him a credit. I mean, you go back to what Coach Fu said way back, you know, after the Duke game, maybe when they were 2-2. A lot of people cashed in their chips on the Hokies, right? And since then, they would go 6-2, got a chance to win their ninth game. And you said, you know, he kind of told the team, you can go through the motions or we can be on a mission. And they were clearly on a mission. You know, losing to Notre Dame by one, and they were in the game in Charlottesville. Just one of those things. You hate the way it ends. You give them credit, and get ready thinking about the future and how excited you are with 21 starters back. And obviously, Bryce Perkins will be playing at the next level.
Yeah, and I think you're right about all those positive aspects, Mike, but I think that also adds to the frustration a little bit because you were playing such a higher level of football at the tail end of the 2019 regular season as you were the 2018 regular season, and Bryce Perkins was everything that you just mentioned, and maybe then some. He was phenomenal with his feet. Bud Foster clearly adjusted, said you're going to have to beat us with your arm, and he was capable of doing that in the second half. But the Hokies also feel like they left a bunch of execution plays on the table, and despite what Perkins was able to do, left Charlottesville feeling like that was a football game that they could have won.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you go back through it and you look. I mean, you turn the ball over four times. I mean, you're generally not going to win, even though the one before the half is kind of a wash because it's just basically a Hail Mary. You know, they got the fumble in the end zone, which made the final margin, you know, look bigger than it really was. And so, yeah, I mean, just little things. They were not very good on third downs. Had a rough time there. The red zone, you know, you're sitting there, they were 3 for 3, but only one touchdown. So, you know, you add up the little points, the hidden yardage. How about the penalties? They had 8 penalties for 140-some yards. I mean, my goodness, you think about the hidden yards there. And so, yeah, all the little things, well, some of the little things, they didn't do well enough to win. And, you know, obviously as good as the defense had been playing, it was disappointing to see them because the whole focal point of the defense was to stop Bryce Perkins, and they weren't able to do that. So give him a lot of credit, and they stopped him in the middle of the game, but when the game was on the line, they scored their last 4 possessions, 2 touchdowns, 2 field goals, and the Hokies didn't have enough time and couldn't answer.
And there were certainly points, particularly in the third quarter, where the Hokies looked like they were about to take that game and gain control of it firmly. And again, to UVA's credit, they made big plays down the field on the very first play of each of the next 3 series. So Virginia claims the Commonwealth Cup, as painful for us as that is to look at and evaluate. That's where this football team is. But we go back to all the positive things that Mike was just talking about, winning 6 of 7 going into that game, putting yourself back in the bowl picture and certainly in one of the higher levels of bowl scenarios. And that's what we're going to talk about on the other side as we continue our conversation, as we bookend the regular season for Virginia Tech football, look ahead to the early signing period and also bowl scenarios. We'll do that next for one more segment. Then we'll shift gears. We'll take it on the hardwood. Big one coming up on Friday at Castle Coliseum as the Duke Blue Devils come to Blacksburg. 7 p.m. tip, Mike and I, 6:30 pregame show. That will feature a conversation with Mike Young. We'll have a much longer conversation with the head coach as we also look back on a historic win for Virginia Tech over Michigan State, which occurred over in Maui. Lot to do, busy time of the year, and we continue with Tech Talk Live from Blacksburg after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Have a question? Tweet it to @LaysVT. Now back to McLean's at First and Main and your host, John Laser.
Back at McLean's at First and Main here in Blacksburg, John Laser alongside Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup. And now, Mike, as the Hokies go into bowl season, they lead into bowl practice. But let's talk scenarios first. Of course, everyone's very curious as to where they're going to be spending their holiday. And like every season, when it's not a given that you're going to a specific bowl, there are a number of scenarios. I think you and I agree that the most likely of those are the Belk Bowl and the Music City Bowl, although some people think that the Citrus Bowl is in play. Some people think the Pinstripe Bowl is in play, and some people even think the Camping World Bowl is in play. But let me go back to the first two, because I really do believe it'll be one of those two. Belk Bowl, Music City Bowl, both the 30th and or 31st, gives you a nice stretch of bowl practice that's going to be very beneficial for this program.
Well, I would say this. I've never been to a bad one on all the ones that we've been to, but the timing of them certainly affects the crowd, especially the ones that are really close to Christmas. I think the warmer destinations probably for fans are probably more likely to go to. You know, this afternoon, as I was telling you, that Jerry Palm guy, he had us playing Alabama in the Camping World Bowl. Yeah, so, I mean, you just never know. Everybody has an opinion. and they got to throw it out there, and we'll just see what happens. You know, we've been to the Belk Bowl. It's a great bowl. I mean, all those things have been good. We went to Music City Bowl. Everybody's been talking about that since. Man, we need to get back there. It's the last year that it's tied in to the ACC, and Nashville's such a great city, and we played Alabama and rolled them pretty good. Roll Tide, and we rolled them right out of town. And so, yeah, you just never know. It'll be fun wherever it is, and hopefully get a good matchup.
Well, Virginia Tech, of course, has been to the Music City Bowl, but you and I have not been to the Music City Bowl together. And I think that that's a city that is really overdue for our karaoke duets that we've been practicing at some smaller venues on the road over the last 4-plus years.
Yeah, you know, we kind of got a little out of hand a couple times. Off key, out of hand.
When we have the whole crew, it certainly tends to go that way.
Oh, but, I know.
But the way the schedule does shape up, I think that Charlotte would certainly be an attractive destination and an easy one for a lot of Hokie Nation to get to. But like you said, there is no bad bowl. The point being that the bowl practice comes with it. You've got 21 of 22 starters coming back. You're going to have another more than handful of guys that are going to push some of those starters for those starting jobs next year, and you basically get a second spot.
You do, and that's the good thing. And there's so, because there are so many young guys, and gosh, you just think about some of these positions, and you think about all those offensive linemen coming back and the freshmen that played and whatnot. And, you know, where does Brock Hoffman fit in? What happens to Braxton Burmeister? You know, he was a heck of a quarterback, and they thought he would challenge for the starting job. Didn't get cleared. Then, you know, Ryan Wills starts the season, and then Hendon Hooker comes along. And, gosh, think about the competition there. And Quincy Patterson's only going to get better. You know, they've got a couple kids coming in. So, yeah, it's going to be great composition, competition at a lot of spots. And you just wonder how it'll play out. But, yeah, having this extra spring practice in effect will be huge for a lot of those young guys. Because I'll tell you, what's going to happen, too, is there are going to be some kids that are going to get in the portal. I mean, there's not room for however many wide receivers that we have, right? So some of these kids are going to end up, if they can't crack into the depth charts, they're probably going to think about checking it out and see what the portal has and what their other options are.
Yeah, and the portal goes both ways as well, and we've seen that. We saw that with Coastal Carolina, unfortunately, for a strong program down in the Myrtle Beach area, you know, the way that that can swing. And that isn't necessarily always a negative thing either when you're bringing in another recruiting class. And, of course, Coach Fuente and the staff, again, on the road right now working on the 2020 class and maybe looking to shore up some final guys in this 2019 for the early signing period. Again, Coach Fuente will be with us once again next Monday, and we will know the bowl destination for the Hokies at that point, and we can talk about the scheduling as it pertains to practices leading up and travel and all of those things. So the Hokies close out the regular season at a record of 8-4. They won 6 of their last 8 games, 5-3 in the ACC, and they will be slotted into one of those upper tier bowls that the ACC has affiliation with. Mike and I will talk a little more football at the tail end of Tech Talk Live tonight, but we'll dedicate the next half hour to basketball. A lot going on for Mike Young and company back from Maui, where they defeated number 3 Michigan State and ready to take on Duke at Castle Coliseum. You hear the applause. That is due to the arrival of head coach Mike Young. We'll take a timeout and bring in the head coach on the other side. This is Tech Talk Live.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter
fueling the American spirit.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke with a coach, a mascot, or an MVP.
Chili, chili, chili!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold! Delicious!
Hey, Hokie fans, this is Coach Fuente. Share a Coke is back for football season. When you're stocking up for game day, be sure to grab a Coke and share it with a friend. Share a Coke and go Hokies.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
Blacksburg Physical Therapy keeps all of us strong and healthy. Hokies fans, runners, bike riders, gardeners. Since 1991, they've been delivering customized care and treatments that work, and they have exciting news. Blacksburg PT is now Cora Physical Therapy. Same trusted clinicians, same hands-on results. Now with access to the latest tech to get you and keep you strong and healthy as ever. Check them out at CoraPhysicalTherapy.com or call for your complimentary screening at 540-951-2703. That's Cora Physical Therapy.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazer.
John Lazer, the Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and now joined by head men's basketball coach Mike Young, fresh back from the Maui Invitational, where the Hokies sprung a historic upset over number 3 Michigan State. Tech Talk Live presented by Marathon. No matter where the road leads you, the miles have meaning, so stop by your neighborhood Marathon station. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. And I read that read right there, Coach, because the miles in this case certainly did have meaning. It seemed like, as we talked about going in, it was going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experiential experience for your younger guys and young team and guys that were going over there for the first time. What was the value that you took out of all the experiences, the big wins, the fatigue, the physical play, all of that?
There's so many to, John, I'm still considering everything that came about going over there. I thought to myself privately, I'll never do this ever again. This trip is too much. The team and keeping them, focused and so on coming out. I'd like to do it again. I'd like to do it again next year. You can only do it once every 4 years. We'll do it again at some point. I just thought that time together, so many, interesting experiences and learning, opportunities when you take a team away like that. And in those airports, in that hotel, in the film room, competing against the likes of Michigan State, a really good Dayton team, and others, and probably the most recognizable holiday tournament of them all, the Maui Classic. And you guys experienced it just as I did, and the class with which they go about it. It was remarkable. Wish we could have won a couple more games, but I know that our team grew. I know our team had an opportunity to come together. They had some time on Thursday to do some things that weren't basketball related that they enjoyed a lot. And it was a lot of fun for all. It was a lot of work, but a lot of fun for all of us.
Landers Nolly had a heck of a tournament, yeah. Made the all tournament team. He's the ACC Freshman of the Week. Just talk about his play and what does he need to do better to be more a better all around player.
Well, Mike, I'm not trying to in any way, shape, or form speak negatively about his play. That kid is playing his tail off. He's playing great basketball for us. Just gets that shot out of there so quickly and, takes a smaller person into the post where he can turn around and play. He's got a really a nice offensive game. He's got to get better defensively, as we all do. We are not where we need to be defensively, playing him out of position. I recognize that, and that is, we have no choice. He understands that, but, he's a terrific passer. He's going to attract so much attention because of his ability to score. I had a couple of terrific passes in the Michigan State game, one in the first half and two in the second half that were just, average players don't make that play, and he's a really, really good player, and he did make that play. So to answer your question, he's got to come on defensively. We need him to rebound better. We need him to rebound more. He's got 5. That's not bad. But with his skill set and his nose for the ball. Would like to see him up there, you know, at 6'7", 8", if that's not too much to ask. Proud of his work. He's becoming an even better practice player. And I think that is, you know, showing up when the lights come on and, you know, people hit stands.
So, Coach, after that monumental win over Michigan State, Mike and I realized we had forgotten to pack sunscreen, so we stopped in that Accent store there. I got 50 SPF for myself. Mike got 4 and then never actually applied it to himself. And then we settled onto the beach there for a little while and enjoyed the win. And during that time, I got about 25 texts from people just talking about Landers, the shot. And you know the one probably I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Michigan State makes a big run at you guys, trims the lead to 1, and it looks like they're just going to steamroll past. And you guys have a timeout. You drop the play. Just take me through what you were looking for there. Looked like Nolly was the go-to option on that play, and then what he had to knock that
down.
We
ran the same play, star shuffle. We ran it at the 10-minute mark of the first half and liked it. Didn't turn out the way I expected it to, but I didn't like I liked for us how they handled it. There was a switch in there, so he got a different player guarding him. You know, and at the end of the day, John, I said it post game. That's a good player rising up and making a shot. You know, and getting you out of you know a situation like that against a terrific program in Michigan State. So yeah, you know the play. You know, that's all fine and dandy, but you know, at some point, a really good player has to make a very good play, and he did it. And you know, that put us up 4, and that was the shot that got us over the hump and got us out of there with a great win.
Coach PJ Horn, you talked about him. That I mean, the guy's
unbelievable. He's 4th, Mike. He's 4th in the country in 3-point field goal percentage defense. We're laughing today in the office. We're laughing, you know, as a staff. You know, we get here in April. You know, we're going through our roster, and golly, dang, we got so many balls in the air and so many things going on. And here's PJ coming back. Thank goodness he's with him. I'm telling you, I love that guy. And here we are, December 2nd, and we are designing plays to get him shots from 3. And I looked at my staff. I said, would anybody have ever guessed in May, when we start putting all this together, that we are designing plays for PJ to shoot the ball from 3. But that's where we are. And, you know, you run special plays for special players. He's got a knack for it. Every time he shoots a ball, I think it's going in the basket. He's playing with great confidence. And I love him, and I'm telling you, he's the best guy to coach. He's so much fun.
Well, you were talking about managing his minutes. Were you pleased with how it went?
Yeah, I think John's coming on. I think John Ogioko is coming on, you know, finding his way around the floor a little bit better. Still, you know, still some growing pains and still some things. I'm going to look like Telly Savalas when this thing's over. I'm telling you, I'm not going to have a hair on my head. His practices have been better. His ball screen coverages have been a lot better. So we're getting him off the floor some. But, you know, I mean, PJ's ability to do things, step out, reverse the ball screen, slip out, make a 3, defend the post exactly the way you want it defended. He is it's hard to take him off the floor, but John is giving us the opportunity. I'd like to play PJ 28-30. You know, there might be games, Friday might be one of them, where we've got to go with him 32-34, and that's excessive. But, you know, we'll see how it all shakes out.
To emphasize Coach's point, P.J. Horn right now shooting 56% from 3. Landers Nolly, 2-time now ACC Freshman of the Week, and the Hokies' leading scorer by a ways, 51% from outside. So he's chasing P.J. like most of the country is, to Coach's point, at the moment. We'll continue to look back at the Maui Invitational and, of course, the Duke Blue Devils coming to town on Friday. We've got head coach Mike Young with us. He continues with us after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
It's here, the first countdown of the season. The countdown from Thanksgiving Day to Black Friday morning. The countdown to the best offers of the year. Are you ready? The Ford Black Friday event is here, and this year we kept it simple. Get an amazing offer on select Ford models all season long. No gimmicks or 6-for-2 or buy 3, get 1/2 off offers. Just savings you can see. We built a better Black Friday with our best offers of the year, so you can have a better holiday. Start the season off right and visit your local Ford dealer today.
Okay, fans, if you could hear this broadcast, you're close to a delicious Deschutes Brewery beer. Like Fresh Squeeze, the original citrusy IPA bursting with juicy mosaic and citra hops. Hey, speaking of hops, have you ever seen that video of a kangaroo chasing a car? It's crazy. Turns out they can hop at over 44 miles per hour. That's a fact. Just ask Wikipedia. Okay, back to the beer. Fresh Squeeze, a refreshing and citrusy IPA available from the Pacific Northwest to the East Coast. Deschutes Brewery reminds you to drive safely. Deschutes Brewery, Bend, Oregon.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
You've looked and looked for that perfect home and can't find one with all the bells and whistles you want, so you've decided to build. First Bank and Trust Company can help you finance the construction of a new home so you can afford to build your home from the ground up. Once your house is built, we can finance your permanent mortgage also. So all you need to do is get started on that house you've always dreamed of, and we'll help make it a reality. We're doing what it takes to make life easier. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifications apply. Ask for details.
This is Tech Talk Live, your place for all things Hokies. Once again, here's John Lazor.
This is Tech Talk Live as we look back at the Maui Invitational for Hokies men's basketball. And, of course, look forward to Friday, Duke coming to town. We'll focus on Duke in a couple of segments. But, Coach, we continue to look back just because so much transpired. Of course, the big win and just such a loaded field over in that Maui Invitational. Dayton is an extremely good and experienced basketball team. That was known to you before you went into that matchup. But it also really seemed like the first time, somewhat in the Michigan State game, that some of your younger players experienced that rugged style of play, particularly in the backcourt. And there's a lot that they can take out of that experience, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, we'll see it more. You know, we'll see it Friday against Duke. They really jacked us up. I thought Dayton, I thought, you know, was quick to the ball and as fluid and defensively, we were pretty good. I think Michigan State shot 40% from the field. I thought we turned it around on Friday. I told him today, I said, fellas, this isn't football. No offense to you football guys, Mike. We don't have a week between games. You know, we've got plenty of time between games and get them dialed in, and they know exactly where they're going to guard things. But, you know, in basketball, you're playing twice a week, and that, you know, tournament format such as that, you're playing back-to-back. I thought we looked heavy-legged, and we didn't move very well. And they are very, very good. You know, it's a three-point game with four to play in the first half, and the wheels came off. I mean, literally came off, and, you know, another opportunity to grow. You're not going to get that thing back. It goes to 10. It goes to 11. You're not going to get it back in one shot. You got to chip away and hang in there, you know, make that next defensive possession a masterpiece and get a shot contested and rebound the ball. I thought we showed our youth and our lack of maturity for the first time. We didn't respond very well, but again, Dayton is their top 15, top 10 team. I'm convinced of it. You know, the topping kid at that 4 minute mark, 3 point game, he steps out and makes three straight threes. You know, that's a 6'10", 6'11" man who's played a lot of basketball. Will be a lottery pick in this year's draft. So, you know, we got beat by a better team on that particular day, and hats off to them. They outplayed us. We'll get better. We will be better.
And then BYU, gosh, they shot the lights out. You talk about they're grown men. Yeah, they've been around a while. They can all pass, shoot, dribble,
and I'm not,
make 17 threes.
Yeah, I'm not correcting you, Mike, but, you know, I My mom is son, those guys really shot the ball well. So, well, mom, we've got to guard better. Okay. All right. Yeah, they shot the ball well because we didn't contest their shots. It's amazing what happens when shots are contested. And those, field goal percentages go down markedly. I didn't think they were very good defensively. I did watch them, several times after the Dayton game in preparation for Wednesday's game, and I saw them beat Houston at Houston, and I thought, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty good. Very unique offensively. The number 40 doesn't shoot it great at the five spot, but they got a number of guys that can rip the nets off of it. And, we didn't handle something very well in the first possession of the game. And number 5, a really good player, gets a shot down. And, it's a 3-point game. We're up at the half, 2-point game. We're up at the half in good shape. But, when you're not at your best defensively and, good players are getting good shots, things snowball on you, and it snowballed on us there Wednesday afternoon.
Yeah, we'll defend that, and we don't know what day it is still here, Coach. And we know we've got more than 24 hours to prepare for the Duke Blue Devils. When you have young guys come in, and there's always a process of teaching them system basketball at the college level and physical backcourt play and all of those things. You've got a guy that's so talented like Jalen Cohn, of course, where in high school and AAU it was probably easy for him a lot of times. As an experience like BYU, where you can go back and in a positive way and say, these are some of the things maybe we couldn't replicate in practice that we were trying to get you ready for?
Yeah, he had a bad stretch in the second half. An opportunity for a young guy to come in and see, that was a shot that was good for you 12 months ago. It's not good for us right now. And you botch a coverage here defensively that leads to a three. As good as he's been for us in a number of games that he's helped us win, we all took a bit of a step back in that one. But, we came back and practiced very, very well yesterday, Sunday. We didn't do a lot today. We got three, rugged days coming up here in preparation for Duke. And I thought we looked a little tired physically, mentally, and anytime Wabisa Beattie, says something to that effect, he's E.F. Hutton to me. If he says it, I listen. And we backed off of him today, stretched really well, had a yoga session, and we'll come back tomorrow and get after it.
Well, we've got one more section of looking back at the Maui Invitational, but we'll do that off the court. Some of the experiences that this program had along the way, getting back to Blacksburg as well. Then we'll keep an eye on the Duke Blue Devils and look at that matchup in a preliminary sense as Coach Mike Young is with us for Tech Talk Live, which is brought to us tonight by Ideal Cabinets, celebrating their 50th year in the custom cabinetry business. Follow their Facebook page and post your favorite Virginia Tech game photo with the hashtag Ideal50 for a chance to win the grand prize of a $200 gift card, or visit them online at idealcabinets.com for more information. More with the head coach right after these.
If you're a Hokies fan, you've got an appetite for winning. And if you're a Smithfield fan, you've got an appetite for our flavorful hickory smoked bacon and our deliciously versatile anytime favorites ham. As a proud sponsor of Virginia Tech football, we invite you to start every game day with a hearty Smithfield breakfast. It's the protein-packed way to get your morning started and prepare yourself for another victory. So fire up, Hokie Nation, and remember, flavor hails from Smithfield.
Ready to get rewarded? Open a SunTrust Advantage checking account and you'll feel rewarded right away. Our new debit card controls let you lock your card and set spending limits directly on our mobile app. You'll also get free identity protection and credit monitoring through ID Notify by Experian. Peace of mind and great rewards. Advantage Checking gives you all that and more. Visit a branch or go to suntrust.com/get rewarded to open an Advantage Checking account today. Confidence starts here. SunTrust Bank, member FDIC.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. your Hokie headquarters is Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
John Lazor, the Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and the head coach Mike Young, as we continue to look back on a big trip for the Hokies over to Maui in the Maui Gym, Maui Invitational, and a big game looming against the Duke Blue Devils on Friday here in Blacksburg. And coach, so many experiences had, not so much by the coaching staff maybe in Maui, because you guys were so busy preparing for game after game after game and getting set for games 2 and 3, but there was some time for fun, it seemed like. And I'm not sure if you saw this on social media or not, but they did a surfing feature with you, ESPN did, I believe. And you look so natural doing
it.
That I had to convince people that it wasn't actually you.
I surfed the New River several times in my career.
Catching a fish at the same time?
Yeah, with a inner tube stuck behind it.
But it's become Hokie Nation's favorite thing for when things are going well for Virginia Tech. They throw up that Mike Young surfing gif, and that's just kind of everything's all right for Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
I have to love that.
Look like a complete idiot. You know, I mean, here you are. You're walking into practice, you know, and ESPN, well, they tell you to do something. Well, I guess you're supposed to do it. So Beatty and Isaiah Wilkins and myself go in, and you're going to put on this Hawaiian shirt with this, you know, thing around your neck with sunglasses on, and, you know, we're going to have this big wave behind you and all this stuff. Goodness gracious. But kids enjoyed it, and I thought you know stylistically I was quite good. I was very proud of that.
Oh, you were easily in the top half of the bracket.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. You were on the winner's side of the bracket.
I know Stephanie was working on some stuff for the kids to do on Thursday before y'all left. Talk about what happened and what kind of time they had.
Stephanie Boleyn is the best, and you know, we did have some time on Thursday. I'm very particular about, you know, anybody that's not comfortable around water, keep them out of that. So those guys went the zip line, and the others did something else.
Helicopter maybe?
Maybe, but they loved it. They had a great, great time. I did not see 6'10" inch John Agioko on a zip line, and I will always regret that. You know, here's a kid that came to this country 3 or 4 years ago, and so many things are so new to him, and to see him with that helmet on and, you know, sliding down that zip line would have been priceless. They said it was great.
Well, coach, in all seriousness, one of the things I was noticing towards the tail end of our time there was there's just so many new people incorporated in this program. Managers that were here combining with managers that are new and players that are new and all of that, coaches. And it seemed like maybe not all the way there. It still is, of course, just early December, but it really seemed like the program and the team was starting to find their personality and was having a lot of fun together.
You know, John, I'm thankful and feel very blessed to have brought together, you know, and it doesn't just happen overnight. It takes some time for guys to find their, you know, their place. But those assistants, Chester Frazier, Christian Webster, Antoine Jackson, Kevin Giltner, on and on, you know, had some luck. But we got it right. And you know, it's a big group. It's a lot bigger group than I'm accustomed to, I can assure you that. But proud of what each person brings to our program, and I'm proud of the organization. We got a long way to go, and we're still, you know, figuring some things out. But quite proud of what we have developing here.
Coach, speaking of fun, did you have fun the Sunday night we were there? They had the luau, and all the coaches were up on the stage, and Jay Bills was asking questions and whatnot. You had to come up and be quick on your feet. Did you enjoy that part?
Yeah, that's fine. Jay makes it easy, like you guys do. Jay makes it easy, and he's a good man. And you know, I mean, part of it, you let it rip.
Coach, earlier today we were taping some segments for Hokies All Access, which is our television show, and Mike was recounting his experience on Hawaii and said that he felt like he could pass for one of the fire twirlers that you may or may not have seen that time, the Polynesian fire twirlers. Your thoughts?
My next life.
Not a chance. Not a chance. I would pay a lot of money to see Michael in one of those grass skirts.
Oh, man.
I would love to see that.
I love those boots, too.
I would love to see that. With a ring in his nose.
Oh.
I would love to see that and the drums pounding, you know, back
that
here.
I thought
that
role.
Guy,
yeah.
I thought, you know, that fire was close to me. And Izzo leans over. I can't tell you exactly what he says, but it was quite funny. But I don't think Burnup has a chance of, doing anything like that, John. No.
Well, he did buy himself the outfit at Hilo Hattie's.
Well,
and he did point out the souvenir shop that he went to 20 years
Work on
before.
My tan.
It was still there. So the Hokies back from Hawaii, and again, a historic win over Michigan State, taking out a team in the top five in non-conference play. First time since 1964. That's been quite some time. Quite an accomplishment. The Hokies 6-2 on the year. Back in action on Friday night. We'll spend our final segment with head coach Mike Young as we look initially at the Duke Blue Devils. Hokies hopping back into ACC play. We come right back to McLean's at First and Main in Blacksburg.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi and a resort style heated pool to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Looking for some quality dining options? Come try First and Main. Try the delicious cuisines of Bowl and Bones, Sake House, or Avellino's. Afterwards, you can satisfy your sweet tooth with some frozen treats at Frosty Pairing. Buy the newest VT apparel at Alumni Hall to prepare for football season. Don't forget to check out Joseph A. Banker Talbot's for your other clothing needs. Whatever it may be, First and Main will help you make this fall the best one yet. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. G&H Appliance, celebrating 50 years of service. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
The Pete Dye River Course has a spectacular clubhouse and outdoor deck to host special parties, weddings, or casual get-togethers. Preston's at the River Course provides exceptional options for dining and catered events. Whether it's business lunch, golf break, or a night out, we're casual, friendly, and delicious. Come enjoy the great atmosphere and world-class golf at the Pete Dye River Course. Visit our Facebook page for more details or call 1-888-PETE-DYE. That's 1-888-PETE-DYE for reservations.
Question, tweet it to @LaysVT. Now back to McLean's at First and Main and your host, John Lazer.
Final segment with head coach Mike Young. Not the final segment of Tech Talk Live. Mike and I will put a bow on it, Mike Burnup that is, and get you set for the schedule ahead for this week. But first, time for the Ford Drive to Game Day. Hokies back from their trip to the Maui Invitational. Take a trip to buyfordnow.com and shop our year-end event offers. Built for Hokies, built for the holidays, built Ford proud. Coach, you now look into the ACC again, and Duke comes to town, of course, very young but very talented with a mix of veterans. And you look at this Duke team, and Coach, they have a load in the middle. Vernon Carey Jr., the son of a former NFL offensive tackle, Vernon Carey Sr., 6'10", 275, and obviously creates a matchup problem for you guys.
I would be very honest with you. Full disclosure, early in my career, you know, I haven't watched a lot of film on him yet. I got to a point that I paralysis by analysis. I just watched so much of it that I get to a point and I'm not sure. So we'll start tomorrow full blast in our preparation in 3 days, and shoot around on Friday is plenty. Chester Frazier, Matt Olinger have done you a lot of work already on the Blue Devils. We'll have them ready to go. They're excited about it. you know, we'll know exactly how we're going to go about it and do everything we can to put our team in position to win.
And the great thing is that they're playing, obviously Duke is playing Michigan State
yeah.
tomorrow night. That'll be a great scout, and you've played Michigan State.
So. Yeah, 9:30 tomorrow. So, you know, we're thinking about everything. They're getting back, you know, late Wednesday morning or early Wednesday morning. But, you know, it's Duke, and it's you know, that tradition and that program, and we know we're going to have to play probably better than we have played to date. But we know that we're capable of doing that. We couldn't be more excited about it.
Coach, back before you started the season against Clemson, I asked, is it a good thing for a young team to just jump right into it? And at the time, you said you hated it, and you won the game, of course, and came out with a win at Clemson. Now you kind of stagger step back into conference play before back out for 3 weeks again. How do you approach this, although this time you come off a level of high play for the last week or so?
Yeah, you know, we've got so much film now, and we've seen more plays now. This is different. This is the Castle, and that place will be rolling. Been a long time since I've been in the Castle when it was rolling. I look forward to that. But they understand, you know, what's at stake. But, you know, you treat them all like, you know, little battles, and this is the next one that's the most important game on our schedule. It's the next game on our schedule. And, you know, it's Duke. I know they'll be fired up, as will their coach.
Coach, you're not shooting a lot of free throws. What's a good number in your mind to get to the free throw line?
Mike, we're not going to shoot a lot of free throws. We're not. We don't have that dynamic driver, you know, off the bounce. We don't have that load in the post. Blackshear, you know, one of those guys, all the, you know, really good post players that Virginia Tech has seen through the years, Dale Solomon. I'd love to see Big Dale roll back through here. You know, we don't have that guy, and that's where you get fouled, you know, when guys can really drive it. Now, we're going to get better with that as they get better. Landers Nolley's going to get fouled more. Well, BC should get fouled more, will get fouled more. Naheem Aleen with his, you know, elusiveness with out of that left hand, his ability to step back. I think Couture will get fouled more. But, you know, I've told you before, I'm not comfortable with it. Just where we are right now, we are a jump shooting team, and jump shooting teams don't get fouled enough. I would love for us to get up there 18 to 22 times. We're probably getting up there, you know, 8 to 10, and that makes me sick to my stomach, but it just, I mean, that's what we got.
Well, you're absolutely right, Coach. Tyrese Radford as well, but Beattie was getting to the foul line quite a bit in Maui, and continuing to get there a lot was Naheem Aleen. Question, though, Big John, you've mentioned he just continues to progress, and you see it possession by possession. Is he ahead right now of where you thought he might be, and you come to this stretch where you're going to need him more and more?
A great friend of mine 30 years ago, I said, not referencing John, he wasn't born yet, but when talking about a post player like John, I said, York Larisi was his name. He said, boy, you pull up a lawn chair, get you a drink, and, you know, watch him grow. And you're going to have some days when you scratch your head, and you're going to have some days where you see, you know, a flicker of that light for him. He's got pretty good hands. He's got big eyes. He really wants to be a good player, and he works at it before practice. He works at it after practice. You know, don't give up on big kids. You're certainly not going to give up on one, you know, as talented as John. He's going to keep getting better. He is ahead of where I thought he would be, to be frank. He's doing some things right now that I hoped that we might see, you know, toward the end of the year. He's ahead of schedule in my book, and he's going to continue to grow. We're about ready to throw him the thing in the post more. You know, we're turning him down right now and trying to get to some other things. But when you can throw the ball into the post to a person and expect something positive to happen, score, get fouled, both, boy, that frees up everything else. It's like the world opens up for you. And with the kids that we have on the floor that can shoot it, that would be a welcomed addition to what we're doing, how we're playing.
Well, Coach, we can't wait to see Castle rocking once again this Friday as well. And we did want to say, in addition to thanks for coming over tonight, thanks for taking Mike and I on the journey to Maui. It was an awesome experience, and we can't thank you enough. Hokie Nation, I know, appreciated it as well. and we'll talk to you on Friday.
Look forward to it, guys. Thanks.
Head coach Mike Young, unfailingly gracious with his time, not only tonight, but as has always been the case. You'll hear from him again in our pregame coverage on Friday night. That will begin at 6:30, tip time shortly after 7 from a Rockin' and Rollin' Castle Coliseum. Mike and I will have details on that broadcast and the week ahead as we wrap up Tech Talk Live right after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Virginia 529, the official college savings plan of the Virginia Tech Hokies, is giving fans the chance to win a college savings starter account. Visit Virginia529.com/win for your chance at $529 to kick off your savings. Additional contributions made are taxed advantage and savings can be used at many public and private colleges close to home or outside of Virginia. Learn more and enter to win today at Virginia529.com/win.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
All season long, when the Hokies win, get 40% off pizzas the next day at PapaJohns.com. Just use the online promo code TECH40 and get 40% off all regular menu price online pizzas the day after a Hokies win. Just like that. Order from your independently owned and operated Papa John's using the online promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com. When the Hokies win, you win. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts. Delivery fee and taxes extra and are not subject to discount offer.
Hokie fans, improve your home field advantage by shopping Grand Home Furnishings today. Every room, every style. You'll find it all at Grand's guaranteed low price. Plus, save on the area's largest selection of brand name mattresses and get free delivery on any mattress purchase of $5.97 or more. So come visit our Christiansburg store or any of our other 18 locations. Grand Home Furnishings, proud sponsor of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Tech Talk Live continues and concludes. As always, we thank head coach Mike Young for coming over and spending the bulk of our hour with us. Coach Young will be back with us next Monday. We'll be coming off of that Duke game on Friday. Coach Justin Fuente will be with us as well. We'll split the show in half. We'll look forward to the early signing day coming up in a couple of weeks. And also at that point, we will know the bowl destination for Virginia Tech, as once again, they will extend the nation's longest bowl streak. So, Mike, we put a bow on what was a rather hectic time, not for any one specific program, but for Virginia Tech athletics as a whole. And it's kind of a reminder, you know, a week ago, everybody was winning, everything was great, and now this week we feel a little bit down, and next week we'll probably be back up again, and who knows? And that's the beauty, of course, of college athletics. But at the end of the day, football goes 8-4, men's basketball scores a gigantic victory over Michigan State, and when you look back on the season as a whole, it hurts to lose to Virginia. I'm not going to sit here and lie about that. I've been here 5 years and it hurts me. You've been here a lot longer than that, and I know it hurts you. It hurts all of these people. We got 21 starters coming back. We've got a recruiting class coming in again. We've got a ton of guys that they redshirted this year, and Virginia Tech football next year, I believe, and I think you agree, is going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, I agree. I think they'll be preseason probably in all likelihood ranked depending on what happens in the bowl, and I think that with all those starters back, they'll probably be picked to win the Coastal. You know, so I think the future is bright, and you got to tip your hat to Coach Fu and that staff, man. When they were 2-2 after Duke, not many people gave them a chance, and you think about how they did since then, going 6-2 after that and barely lost to Notre Dame without their quarterback, and think about how Hendon Hooker came along and all the young talent on this team with Trey Turner and Damon Hazleton, all those guys coming back. Brian Johnson, what was he, 9-for-9 since the Carolina game, making field goals? I mean, there's so much talent on this team. Tavion Robinson, the way he started returning punts, and Keyshawn King and McLeese, all those guys are coming back. And you just hope that none of those guys like Caleb Farley jumps to the NFL or Oscar Bradburn. You know, there's certainly that option as well. But I think the future is very bright, and the schedule is going to be favorable, and it should be a heck of a lot of fun here coming up. They got to finish academics first, which, you know, that was always a priority when I was here. And so.
Yeah, you thrived.
I thrived academically. I ended up with so many hours, I had like 2 degrees. Perspiration.
All right. Well, that's good. You mentioned perspiration because this is where I want to finish the show. Now, for years, I've been sitting alongside you, and try as I might, I go play golf, I go jog, I go outside quite a bit, and I can never get as tan as Mike. And I'm like, what's going on? I mean, some of that's genetics, obviously. And then in Maui, for the first time, I saw that there's an actual craft to it. There's a time that you have to be willing to sacrifice in the sun and on the beach. And you, my man, are the guy that is willing to sacrifice that time. It was impressive. I just kept walking back and forth, and there you were, soaking it in.
Well, I mean, think about it. Those people pay big money for those sleep machines, right? Those sleep machines that they have waves in the background and, like, the wind. And I just go out there on the beach, and it's like heaven. Man, I'm out there. It puts me right to sleep. I take a nice nap and just get some rays. It's like it doesn't get any better than that, Lace. Sun and fun.
Sun
just
and
get
fun.
Get a little bit darker.
We had a couple of days of that last week as well. Hokies back in the castle. 6:30 pregame time for the Tech Tip-Off Show. 7 shortly thereafter for the tip. Should be an awesome night as the Hokies welcome in the Blue Devils. Once again, our thanks to our guest tonight, head men's basketball coach Mike Young. We also thank our outstanding producer, Trevor Williams, down the line. And, of course, our biggest thanks to all of you. Thanks for being with us. Thanks, as always, for being Hokie. Same time, same places next week.
Start your spring off right by taking a trip to First and Main. Whether it's stopping for a bite to eat at McLean's or stocking up for that fishing trip at Matt Hagen Outdoors, First and Main is bound to have the place to fit your needs. Go see that newest movie at the only IMAX theater in the region at Paragon Theaters. But don't forget to stop by Blacksburg Eye Associates to grab your newest pair of glasses beforehand. Whatever you want, First and Main has got it. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live on the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust. The bank that puts you first. First and Main, Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. Deschutes Brewery, bringing the Pacific Northwest to Hokie fans since 2017. Ford, get the best deals of the year at your local Ford dealer today. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.